Ich schmeiße jetzt nicht mehr kotzen. Wie man geht einmal mit solch auf Abend. Die Regnung, Regnung, jetzt nicht mehr nachdem. Wie ich was sehe. Kein und Tarek war ich immer. Tschuba. Sie ist ein Schäfer. So habe ich so. War nur schon die Idee, wie ich komme, ich kann mich schreißen. Wie ich mich schame bin, es ist wie ich schuhe, es ist kolo. Wada, sie hier war dem Chavere, wie ich schuhe, 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 שראיים בוי בעין רו. So the Rambam says that not to look at another's skin with an evil eye, that's only a meaning of chassidus. It's only a meaning of chassidus. Not being. שראיים בוי בעין רו. ואיזה עשיר, what the Lord says, גינו שענה, so he says, ואיזה עשיר הוא שינוי הבאו, ואיזה ימי בדיוק, ועיקר הזה קריאה וחוצה. מוקים שבני אודם דו, אבל בגגי של חצירי זה צורך על בעמיס. וכשהיא דרך, בני אודם לא דו בגגויס, אלא במחיצה סולות כל מושגי, כי איך אני אימית וסולות כגגו. כלמחים אלה גינויס, שאין דרך בני אודם לא דו שם. ואין מריס אינגן, שלא נביא שאחלו ביקו יהיו עם החיים מריס אינגן. שהיא גם אומרת של חבר מביקו, הוא כבר נסבור על שמחיים ניסים ביקו, לידה כלל לא ימיד על אדם שזה בעשור התרוכים. הוא ראו המחיר של איזה קריאה, אלו משום מיודו, הוא הקים מסעד חוצים כחצריס, מסעד גורם שנאם בשום הינויה, בגינה, שינויה בעלמין, וזה דרובוך ואין צורך להם, עד כאן. So, he says that this text of the Gemara is only שינוי. But the question is, it's only שינויה, because we pass like the Gemara, like the second version that the Kriya Shmei Hezik. So the Mela, there was no Kasha at the very outset. But we see from this Gemara that even according to Mandoma, that the Kriya Loi Shmei Hezik, so Gino requires a Mechitze. A Mechitze to abstract a Mechitze. That's what kind of Mechitze can abstract a Mechitze. Daladamitz. Not ten twachim, so he's able to look over the ten twachim. So how can we say that just is shinui? True, we pass through like the mandoma as kriya shmei hezek. So maybe according to that mandoma, we don't have to resort that gino is mochamo, because if mochotza, one should have can force the other should. But we see from this gemara that according to mandoma as kriya lo shmei hezek. But Gino requires alarms. So according to Mandoma is Kriya Shmei Hezek, so it should be less chomor than according to Mandoma, who says Hezek Kriya Loi Shmei Hezek. I mean, that doesn't make sense. So the Rambam is very difficult. The Rambam is very difficult. And then the Rambam says, Ein Ro, that is only Divrei Chassidus. But the Gemara says, Gino Shane, Kid Rabbabe, Dom Rabbabe, Rabune, Rab, also Leodom Lame, Bisode Habere, Bisho, she made us become a cell. So then the Gemara says, Bisho, she made us become a cell, it's all cell. It's not having a succinus. But the Rambam doesn't even mention that. The Rambam doesn't even mention this aloha of also Leodom Lame, Bisode Habere, Bisho, she made us become a cell. Now, we have to understand, the Shinis Rambam, that by Gino, he can only force each other to build the K-cell, to build the K-cell of Tentwoch. And why Tentwochi? So the Rambam spells it out, because of Litvesol of Gigan. Now, in order to make sure that if one shochem will try to furtively trespass upon the grounds of the other shochem, so that we need a case list. And if you make a case selecti of barbed wire, it will also protect him that he shouldn't be. So we have to understand, Monifsha, if the whole purpose is to prevent the one shot from having an opportunity to trespass into the grounds of the other shocher with impunity. So if you don't have any mechitze, so anytime he can, whenever he wants, to trespass upon the grounds of the other shocher, he can do so. And even if the other shocher will catch him, so tell him, what can I do? I mean, I am not. We need to tell Malach HaShores. I always have to keep in mind the imaginary boundary line between my grounds and your grounds. But why can't we be forced to build an expensive cage cell in the columns of the Kahine if the whole purpose is only to prevent the other person from manipulating, always to trespass upon the grounds of the other shop, upon the neighbor? If you make a cheaper mechitze, not only because it's, you'll also be nitzot higanev. So we have to understand what does it mean nitzot higanev, and what kind of a schus is it? What kind of a schus is it? I mean, in other words, that what a shochnu, it's a schus shchein, that a shochnu has a schus to force the other shochnu to spend money to build a mechitze in order that the other shochnu shouldn't be able to break into his grounds. After all, I mean, this is not such a nice thing, you know, to break into the other's grounds. So one should have a schutz to force the other to build a mechitze. So Bishleime, let's say Avidas HaKerem. So we understand, because every human being has certain frailties, and if he plants a tree near the borderline of the other sode, so he'll always be tempted to place the tools, the implements, the axes on the other's grounds, if he plants. So this is very likely. Mashain came to break into the other's grounds. I mean, why should we be cheshit? And if he is cheshit, if he's a big chayinet, but Meichatei said that he should have his roots to force the other shochen to participate in expenses, to spend money. Why? Because one shochen is cheshed the other shochen. He doesn't trust him. He doesn't trust him. He considers him as a potential thief. So because of that, he can force, one shochen can force the other shochen to participate in the expenses of building a wall. What kind of halach is it? Now, I mentioned some time ago, in explaining the shita of the Ro, the Mviyeset mentions, the Ro shita is that suppose Ruben says, I want to build on my own grounds, a case of Golikos, my own grounds, I won't touch your grounds. So Shimon has his schus to force him that they should build it together. Because he can say, I want to have an opportunity to be mishtamish, to support something on top of the kesel. If you build it on your own grounds, then I could not be mishtamish. And even the other shochan says, well, I'm a gentleman, I'll let you be mishtamish. So this shochan can say, Sinimatamisya. So what kind of aloha is it? So we say that according to the law, the if has a kriyish, may hezek, so then building a kesel that will obstruct Hezekiah is part and parcel of the schus of being Makras Chalki. Now, should we certainly have a schus to force each other to revive? Why? That's a schus to be Makras Chalki. So, that is part and parcel of that schus to be Makras Chalki. So, each Shute has a right to force the other Shute to participate in building a Mechitze. So there will be tangible evidence of what constitutes one's chilek and what constitutes the other one's chilek. And this tangible mechitze that constitutes the evidence of the separate halokim, so both have to have the same right. So in other words, so according to the law, this schus of building a mechitze a building mechitzeh is part and parcel of this ruse of maintaining a situation of each one being machir eschalke. So what does machir eschalke mean? First of all, that it should be divided, and then that the mechitzeh should be built. Mimele, since the ruse of the mechitzeh is the ruse of being kinfe, the other shochet, to participate in the building of mechitzeh is grounded in the schus of each utep to be a machir eschalke. So the mele, he has to enjoy the same rights in that mechitzeh. Since this mechitzeh is the tangible manifestation of the individual halokim of the shutvim, so the mele he has his schus to enjoy that mechitzeh equally with the other shutvim. So that's why he can say to the other shooter, if Ruben wants to build it completely on his grounds, so he says, no, if you build on your grounds, then I won't be able to enjoy it as much as you, only with your grace. I don't want to enjoy it, to enjoy the tashmishi through your grace. I want to enjoy the tashmishi of this mechitzeh as a right of mine, not as an act of grace from you to me. This is the shikha of this is the shikel. So mele, it seems that the Rambam explained more as follows. Now, as a matter of fact, the Lechem Mishneh says that when the Gemara says that according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says Gino Shane, that was before the Maskone of Gemore, that Bechein has reference to Gobel Ligozis. So then the Gemore said, Ginosham. But once the Gemore said that Bechein has reference not to the schus of forcing each other to build the Mechitzik in general, but the Bechein has reference to Gobel Ligozis, the Mindandine, so Mele, we do not have to say Ginosham. This is what Lechem Mishneh says. What's the pshat in the Gemara? It seems to me that according to the Rambam, the Makshin, when the Makshin has Toshma Bechein Beginor, so the Kashe was based upon the term Bechein. What does it mean Bechein? Bechein means similar. In other words, there is a certain equation between the Benin Samchitze Bechotzea and the Benin Samchitze Beginor. That's the pshat Bechein. Similar is the same kind of thing. So the Machshin is, how can you say Hezekiah as a, but the Mishnah says Bechein Beginor. So the Mishnah mentions an equation between the Kesel in the Chotzer and the Kesel in the Ginor. An equation. So visually, if we say Hezekiah Shneezek, then we can understand the equation. But if we say Hezekiah as a, so what kind of an equation is it? So the Gemara, the Talzin, so that was the Makshin's Kashin. So the Talzin, in the first there, it said, Gino Shah, Gid Rabab, the Omer Rababe, Omer Rabune, Omer Rab, Oslomo, Odom Mamsu, Chavim, Mishoshim, and Gilsel. So the first Talzin also assumed that Vichayim has the connotation that the whole schus of being cave one another that the Bechein has reference not to Gobel Ligozis, but it has reference to the whole obligation of building a Kesa, Beginor. So it's for the same reason as the obligation of building a Mechitzeh Chotzer, the Talzinot. But by Chotzer, so as it creates Lushmeyaz. So since Hezekiah is Loishmei Hezek, in other words, the Hezekiah consisting of observing private Tashmishi, that's not a real Hezek. That's not a real Hezek. So in Mele, only when they agreed to build the Mechitzeh, when they agreed to build the Mechitzeh, so then they have to build a Kesel that can obstruct Hezekiah. Masha'im Kei, by Gino, because of the I know that is possible by Dino. So mainly, even without the mutual agreement, even without the mutual agreement, there is an obligation incumbent upon both Shutvim, upon both Shchenim, to build a mechitze that will obstruct him. So the Tarzan assumed that the Mechain implies that for the same reason that Shutvim are obligated to build a mechitze in a chotzer, so Shutvim are also obligated to build a mechitze in a gilu. What is the reason as to why Shutvim are obligated to build the mechitze in a chotzer in order to obstruct the Zikriya? Even according to the first version of the Gemara, that has a clear logic as it. But if there is a mutual agreement, then they are obligated to build what kind of mechitze? A mechitze that will obstruct the end. So by Dino, without the mutual agreement, they are obligated to build the mechitze that will obstruct the Zikriya. So in Bele, we understand that Tarzan assumed that we can understand that the meaning of the term mechitze, similar. What is similarly? In other words, for the same reason that the Mishnah says that by Chotzer Shutvim are obligated to build a mechitze that will obstruct the air, so by Dino, even without the mutual agreement, they are also obligated to build a mechitze that will obstruct the air. That will obstruct the air. So in Mele, the Tarzan said, Dino Shalit. And the Pshat of Chen Dino means that it's the same reason, it's the same kind. In other words, what's the reason for the mechitze by Chotzer, where there is a mutual agreement, to obstruct as a kriya? To obstruct as a kriya. And what's the reason for the mechitze by Dino, even without a mutual agreement, to obstruct as a kriya? But, so the mechitze means is the same. But the Gemara, but the Makshin was not satisfied with that target. So the Makshin asked, how can you say that mechitze means is the same reason? Just as the chotzer. So the purpose of the reason is why they are obligated to build the mechitze is of Dalet Amos in order to obstruct the reed. So by Dino also in order to obstruct the reed. But it's not the same reason. We cannot say, the Mishnah cannot use the expression v'chein, because by chotzer, so they are obligated to set up a mechitze that will obstruct the reed because of a mutual agreement. By Dino, because of an inherent vested right of forcing each other to obstruct the rear of a Mishnah. So it's not the same. How can the Mishnah use the expression v'chein? So the expression v'chein means it's mamish the same. So if we say as a fish may as it, then we can say that it's the same time. It's the same time. It's a vested right in each shooter to force the other to build a mechitze in order to obstruct Riyah. So then the term Bechein has a good meaning. But if you say that as a Kriyah Lo Yishmeyazeh, and in the Reishah by Chotzer, they are obligated to build a mechitze to obstruct Riyah because of an undertaking, because of a special Ischaimes, Masha'im came in the Seife by Gino. So they are obligated to build a mechitze to obstruct Riyah because of an inherent right, of a vested right inherent in each Yudhe to force the other. So how is it mechitze? It's not similar. So then the Tarzan says that mechitze does not mean that it's the same purpose as why they are obligated by Chotzer to build a mechitze. By Chotzer, they are obligated to build the mechitze. They are obligated to build the mechitze in order to obstruct Riyah. And by Dino, they are obligated to build the mechitze in order to prevent Mitzvah of Tiganet. But what is Vechei? The Vechei means similar way, just as by Chotzer. So they have to follow up, they have to conform to the Kamdine. So by Dino also. So mainly this is what the Rambam means. When the Rambam says, that's only Shinuye. In other words, when did Rabune say, Osole lo odom, la'ami b'sorechaveh b'shor shemeres b'kom yisel, when did the Gemara say, that because of Rabune's din, so that's why the Mishnah mentions that there is a chiyuv incumbent upon both shutvim to build a mechitzah nidino, that is according to the Habam in the Gemara. Before the Gemara came to the Maskonet, that the Bechein has reference to Babu Gazis. As long as the Gemara assumed that the Bechein has reference to the etzem obligation of building a mechitzah, not the material, but the etzem obligation of building a mechitzah. So then the Gemara was forced to say that by Gino they are mechuyev to build the mechitzah that will obstruct him. Then it would have been Dalgamis, because then Tochim will not absorb the V.A. But once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Bechein does not modify, does not relate to the chiyuv of building a Mechitzeh, but the Bechein relates to the Minhag HaMedina, to the nature of the Mechitzeh, so Mele, we don't have to say that the purpose of the Mechitzeh in the Gino is to obstruct the V.A. But we can say that the purpose of building a mechitzah negino is to prevent the mitzvah of the Gemara. That's the Shittas Rambam. And what's the pshat in this Olikane? Pshat in this Olikane is, just as the Rosh says, even in regard to a keser of Dalgamis to obstruct as a clear, that it's really an integral part of the schus that is vested in every shooting to be in Akiras Chalkei. So if we say Hezek Riyal Ishme Hezek, so he's not a trespasser. Visual trespass is not a trespass. But if we say that Hezek Riyal Ishme Hezek, so a visual trespass is as much of a trespass as treading upon somebody else's grounds. So the melee, if as long as it's possible for one shooter to visually trespass upon the grounds of the other shooter, how is it Makiris Chalki? Makiris Chalki means that he enjoys his own private grounds. But if the other shooter is able to trespass visually upon his grounds all the time, so he doesn't enjoy the privacy of his own grounds. It's always his grounds are always trespassed by the other shooter. Visual way, they are trespassed. So the melee, it becomes an if we say as a according to the law. So without as long as one shooter is able to observe the private tashmish of the other shooter, so it cannot be considered as being makir as chalki. That's the pshat in the law. So the melee, the pshat in the law. So the Rambam shita is not like the law. So in other words, but the Rambam Shiti is, as long as a person, as an unscrupulous person, is able to trespass upon the field of the Shochman with impunity, in other words, he will not be caught as a ganev. Right? If one Shochman is unscrupulous, he can always manage to sneak into the grounds of the other, to sneak, and then suppose the other shooter would happen to come out from his house and he'll catch him. So he'll give him an excuse. Oh, I didn't notice. I didn't see. I forgot. I absent-minded. I forgot that this is the boundary line. So in other words, so that means that if a person can, with impunity, break into the other shochman's grounds with impunity, without even being caught, so in melee, he's not back in his house. He's not Makiras Chalki. Makiras Chalki means that he is secure, that the Shochan cannot with impunity break into his bounds. And if he does, he'll be caught. So if there's a Mechitzeh, and then he'll still jump over the Mechitzeh, and to break into the other Shochan's bounds. So if the other Shochan will catch him, he cannot say, oh, I'm absent-minded. So I just absent-mindedly, I jumped over the fence. He will not be able to say it. So maybe it's a makir aselke. But if there is no mechitzeh, so with impunity, he will always be able to break into the other shochman's grounds. So maybe it's not a makir aselke. So the shio is ten tfochet. In other words, so the shio is ten tfochet. All right. This is in order to be makir aselke. So the shio is ten tfochet. Right? That's the shio's ram. Now, the Meiri mentions the Rambam, and he says something else. In this mirror, it's on page 12. Kvor be'am, she'agino yeish bo'ez ekri, v'shegbir le'am chabu nire, she'daitom she'indino ez ekri. Shemo ato masmi al nire, ma she'omru b'sugi yezu gino sh'ame. She'nire, she'agino yeish bo'ez ekri, ha'b'yesa min ha'chatzeres, it's mochomu, ומקום מוקים יש לפורש בו כהגינו שם, שאין שום איזה קרי לבד, אלא איזה כמו מצד עין אורות. שהרי הביסודה שאין שום איזה קרי, או סרולה מדולה או בשור שאימן איזה כמוס. והגינו מתריך שהפיריס והירק מצויים בתומי, הרי כסודו אימן איזה כמוס. I mean, that is the answer to this discussion. That's like this is that. And then he mentioned another reason. וכי מצד שיקרי בו ליה. Is there a lot of them is always חוץ ליה. But again, is some of the device. Some of the device. Some there is more. The chemi tzad sheikrego liya. The odom imi po. Kol haye. Hare yuke imi dolel. Kishihi nikimos. The yeish kan hezik mom. Ho hezik riye. Below hezik mom. And we never begin up. Umiacha shekeri. So he's trying to explain to Israel. Umiacha shekeri. Kol sheyeh shomasorot vochim. Niskel. Vein masmi biriyo. עד שיקורא אימי דולר, שאין איזיק עין אורו אלא בריאו מסמדס של פעם אחת, עד שיעריכו לספר בגנר. So, והחלמתנו שפירשנו דין איזה שחי, אבינו את יוכל לפרוש כי נמתיר צה דרך פרש. אף הפי של נפסק, יש בגין המשמע איזה שחי, אלא ידעתנו כמו שפסבנו, שבוי כמדים יהיה סודר יהיה. So, he explained the Rambam and he says as follows. So, you see, now the question is, so he explains the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, it's also Mishmei Nebishi. It's also Mishmei Nebishi. But if it's Mishmei Nebishi, so why stand for him now? He can still look into the Gino of the Chaverei, even if there is a Mechitza of Tent for him, as long as there is no Mechitza of the Dalet Ames. So it's possible to look with an evil eye. So he says that the Hezek of Ayin Ro is only Shayach if a person will gaze with maliciously at the Komas Chaveire. Maliciously, very guilt. I mean, not just merely about it, but gazing. His status, being with an evil eye. So the Miri says, Shein Hezek Ayin Ro El Rio Masmedes. Until people start talking about him. Look at him the way he gazes maliciously at the Guinness Chavir. In other words, because the Meir Shite, that's the Meir Shite, I mean the Rambam Shite, the Meir Shite, Hafsadi Goyin Shite, I mean a number of Rishim, that all the repercussions, all the consequences and the repercussions of an Ayin Ro and Chazal mention the repercussions of an Ayin Ro. It's only psychosomatic. It's only psychological. It only has an effect. An evil look by a person has an effect upon the sensitivity of the person. In other words, why, if one person looks at the other with an evil eye, so then the person becomes discouraged and becomes frustrated. So mainly it affects it. So it affects, so it might affect even the property, even the gino. Because if a person looks behasmode, biregilus, if he gazes maliciously, then he will become touched by it. If a person looks behasmode, biregilus, maliciously at another person, then people start talking about it. And if the person who is looked at maliciously will find out about it, so mainly it will affect him. So mainly he can only become a mazik. He can only become a mazik if he looks b'riyo masvedes. So mainly he says, kol sheyeh shomasor tvochim niskeu vein masmi b'riyo. Actually, Korean Miller. So, in other words, when is he considered a mazik? In other words, what the Miller says is this. If, let's say, suppose I have here my dinner. And then my shochet has the dinner here. And then there is no mechitza. There is no mechitza. And I stand in my dinner and I look maliciously at the dinner of my shochet. So then I'm a mazik. I'm a mazik. Why? Because if there is no mechitza of ten tvachim, then it means that I'm looking maliciously at his gino, in his own bounds, in his own issues. Even though, in the nemamenes, so this belongs to me, and this part of the ground belongs to me, and this part of the ground belongs to the other. But al pedin, if there is no mechitza of ten tvachim, it's considered one issues. That's the aloha. A mechitza of ten tvachim sets up a different issues. So the melee, if there is no mechitza of ten tvachim, and one looks with an evil eye, maliciously, at the komo of the neighbor, so then it means that on the grounds of the neighbor, in the shoes of the neighbor, so he looks maliciously at him. But, so then, I know his mask is considered a mask. In Niski Shreinim, it's not a mazik. In Niski Momin, Tashlumim, no one could call the other one to the Torah and demand Tashlumim because you looked at my gino with an evil eye. There is no such a law. But in the Niski Shreinim, so it's also a mazik. But when can one be considered a mazik in Niski Shreinim? If on the grounds of the Nizek, he looks maliciously at his gino. But if somebody has terrific vision and he can see over a distance, let's say, of 10 miles, and he'll stand on his grounds and he'll look maliciously at the kino of the neighbor who lives 10 miles away, he's not considered a mazik in his kashrei. Only if he looks with an evil eye on the grounds of the mizik, then it's considered a mazik in his kishrei. This is what he says. So he explains it, because people are not so sensitive to an evil eye by a person who stands at a considerable distance from it. But people are very sensitive to an evil eye that is done by a person who stands on his own wishes. To that kind of an evil eye, people are very sensitive. So he says, the Odom says, "Kol sheyesh masor tvochim nizkeru v'nemas mibriyo achi koreim midorel." So in other words, also the Odom lamed become b'shor sheimenis become himself when he's an eved in the rishus chaveira with the ein ro, then he's considered a mazik of this kishchei. But if somebody looks with an evil eye across a distance of 10 miles, he doesn't look at an evil eye in the shoes of the Nizek, then he's not considered a mazik. Then he's not considered a mazik. So this is how he explains, the Shittas Rambam. Now you ask, what difference does it make? So as far as Niski Shreinim is concerned, that doesn't depend, upon any monetary damage. Because Niski Shreinim depends upon the sensitivity of people. Let's say, Kutre, Reche. So, without any damage, it's considered Niski Shreinim. And as a Kriye, when Nechotzea, when someone looks at the private Hashmishim, what kind of monetary damage is there? But people are sensitive to any observation of private things. So maybe it's considered a mazik. People are sensitive to a malicious look and his own, and one's own bounds. People resent that very much. Other things, they don't appreciate an evil look by someone who is not on his own issue, and the issues of the Nizek. But there isn't such sensitivity in regard to an evil look on the different issues. But an evil look on the same issues, if there is no mechitza of ten tvachim, then in effect, the one who looks at the other's gino, at the couple of the other's gino. So, in effect, he's looking with an evil eye under the shoes of the Nizek. That's called Hezek. That's called the Hezek in Niski Shreinim. Just like Hezek Kriye, looking in the private things is called the Mazik. So this is also called This is also problematic. So maybe that's why in the Rambam, that's where, so now it's, so according to him, so this is how he explained the Rambam, but the question is, for the Rambam himself in his tshuva, the Rambam himself in his tshuva to the Chachmoniel, so he says that this is only a shinuyim. And the reason as to why we don't need our dames is because looking al komas havere is an union of chassidus only. That's what the Rambam says. So what the Miri says here does not seem consistent with what the Rambam says. Now the Rosh Rambam is, he says, the Rambam says, שאיו דיבר חסיד הזה, של יין בי בין רו. Now, the question is, how can the Rambam say it's only in the Chassidus when the Gemara says, גינו שעמי כל רבבי, דום הרבבי, אום רבוני, אום הרב, אוסו ליודום לעמד בסול החבירי, פישור שמאז כמיסאו, so the Rosh Hashanah Gemara is also. Now, so, Rambam Tosiot Rashun in Zagoyes, so he says, He mentions that the Tur and the Mechaber, they mention this halacha, that also the Odom, Lamed B'Sol Chavir B'Shor Shemez B'Kem Yisrael. But the Rambam doesn't even mention this thing. The answer is, the Rambam doesn't have to mention this thing. This is mentioned in the Rambam. In other words, it is Osir, but on what score is it Osir? Is it Osir? In other words, to look, what does it mean also? Also, the Odom Lamed B'Sol Chavir B'Shor Shemez B'Kem Yisrael. That means to lamed and look maliciously at Komas Chaveri. But suppose, let's say, a father passes by the gino of his son and he sees the komo and he starts radiating, he's happy. So is he even that he said because out of happiness he looks and looks and looks at the komo? That Rabune wouldn't say. Rabune says Oseh if the look is done malicious in a malicious way. So if it's done maliciously, so then it comes within the mitzvah of the Haftarah HaKameichot. So the Rambam says, Bilchaz Deyes, that Nistabinu, so Lochei Salmo Min Chaveirei, Kmo Yishecho Salmo Min Atzmei. So a person will not be jealous of the success of his own crop. So if he looks maliciously with jealousy at the crop of his neighbor, so he's in there and we are after the Haftarah HaKameichot. But, so, as far as V'Avta L'Rachel Kameicho is concerned, so there couldn't be any Schus Kviye. There couldn't be any Schus Kviye. I mean, one could not force the other person to spend money in order that he shouldn't be Nichsho in the mitzvah of V'Avta L'Rachel Kameicho. Could there be such a loche? All right, that's a Chavis Alvoritz. So in other words, so this Iser is an Iser of Chavis Alvoritz, and the Rambam doesn't have to mention it in Hilchos Shcheini, and he doesn't have to mention it in Hilchos Chevul Mazik, because he's not a Mazik. Especially according to Rambam Shite, that the whole effect of Aimbo is only psychological. So he's not a Mazik, but if there is a mazik of achokis in his kishreni, like Hezekiah, it's not a mazik of that involves a chiyuv tashlum. It's not a mazik that can be translated in terms of dollars and cents. So in other words, what is called the mazik? What is called the mazik in his kishreni? What is called the mazik in his kishreni? Anything that causes damage, or anything that is a real nuisance to the nizek, to the one who is the recipient of the nuisance. So Mele Hezekiah is considered a mazik in Tzkeshchei. It's not considered a mazik in Tashlumim in Bolakame, but it's considered a mazik in Bolobasle, Hezekiah, and Kutre Reiche. So these are nuisances. So if somebody sets up a nuisance to another person, so Mele, or if someone acts as a nuisance to the other person, he's considered a mazik in his kishen. He's not considered a mazik in Govakame, but he's considered a mazik in Govabasre, a mazik in his kishen. So Mele, The Miri Shita is an explanation is Rambam. How about someone who looks at Komas Haveri, Bishor Shud, Bet Komas Haveri, in the Gino? Is he a Mazik of his Kishreni, or is not a Mazik of his Kishreni? Now, no one will say that if a person, when is jealous of another person, so he's a Yom after Ahakam Echob, but could you be considered as a Mazik in his Kishreni just because he's jealous of another person? Is that a Mazik? So Mele, if there is a Mechitze of Ten Tvochim, and the Mechitze of Ten Tvochim sets up a different issues. So that means that, let's say, if Ruben has the Gino here, Shimon has the Gino here, and there is a Mechitze of Ten Tvochim, and then Ruben can look over the Mechitze, maliciously, at the Gino's Chaveri. So Mele, and if he looks, even if he looks the whole day, so he is not considered a Mazik. He's just a jealous person, so he's even after Rahakumei. But a Mazik he isn't. And the other neighbor cannot have any tears to him. I mean, no one can have a time to the other. Your Ibrahim after Rahakumei. So he was even. He cannot have any time. There's no susi. There is a sus to be secure against Niski Shreve. So this is the difference. If somebody will trespass upon the Sodeh Haveri, then it's considered a mazik. Even if the trespass does not involve any monetary damage. Not every time when you trespass upon the other one's grounds are you mazik. Suppose you're not mazik, your shoes are clean. I mean, you don't spread any dirt on your neighbor's grounds, but you still tread on your neighbor's grounds when your neighbor doesn't want. You are still a mazik. You're not a mazik of that you are mechuyev tashlumim, but you are a mazik because in niski shreinim, any nuisance is considered a mazik. And if you trespass, even if the trespass does not result in any monetary damage, you are still considered a mazik in niski shreinim. Because you are a nuisance if you trespass upon the grounds of Haveri. So, looking behind the hall on the grounds of Haveri, on the same issues of Haveri, is considered a trespass. Is a mazik in his kishrei. But looking behind the hall from a distance, let's say, if I were to look, a certain person passes by across the street. Now, if I were to look maliciously at him, I don't. But if I were to look, I wouldn't be a mazik. I would be even after Al-Kameko. I am not a mazik. But if I come to somebody's house and then maliciously I look at the nice things and the nice furniture in somebody's house, then I'm a mazik. I'm a mazik. I'm a mazik in his kishrei. I'm a mazik of his kishrei. So this is what the Miri says. In other words, the Rambam, you see, so again, according to the Miri, we have to explain the Gemara the same way. So that's why the Rambam, the Tshuva says, it's only Shinui. That was only the Teretz of the Gemara. The Teretz of the Gemara, as long as the Gemara assumed that Bechein relates to the Etzem Chiyuv of building Mechitze. So as long as the Gemara assumes that Bechein has the connotation that similarly, for the same reason that should be Minechotze are obligated to build the Mechitze. Why are they obligated to build the Mechitze? Because in order